It's a Daily Talk Show, episode 459.
From our makeshift studio at the Ovolo Hotel in Woolloomooloo.
Or Ovolo, depending on how you pronounce it.
Absolutely not.
Depending on what Insta account you're looking at. Ash Williams, welcome back to the show.
Guys, I'm thrilled to be here. I'm missing The Bachelor for this, so better be fun.
You said you were watching a show tonight. What was it?
Les Norton. It's on ABC. And, it's all right.
Have you got housemates?
I watch it with Joe. I'm living with this new dude. Great guy. Love him. And we kind of commit to watching things together. So he said, I just said, heads up, I've got to go. And he said, look, I'll save it for you. I'm like, you don't have to. I mean, it's not that good, but we're going to watch it when I get home. So he's staying up for me, which is nice.
That's so cute. Is this the dude whose book that you...
Yeah, it is. And I still have that book in my backpack. I haven't read it. So that's the Jamie. So when I first inspected the place, I took a book thinking I wouldn't see him again.
Yeah. So and you stole from his house.
No, I was going to see him. I was going to see him. But like, it wasn't a forever steal. I
mean, extended
that's just,
borrow.
That's immoral. But like, I was just going to steal it for a bit, read it, and I still haven't read it. But anyway, I'm living there now, so I can return the book whenever. But
do you hang out every night?
No. Most nights. Like, the last two nights I haven't seen him, so yeah. I feel like we need to spend some quality time together. But
whose TV is it?
Everything's his. Okay. Yeah. I actually owe rent.
Oh, no.
Yeah, it was weird because I was watching Les Norton and the guy owed rent.
No, that's the worst.
It was terrible. And the girl's like, the landlord's saying, hey, you owe rent. And I'm like thinking, fuck, I hope he doesn't fucking realise. I'm like 3 days late.
3 days for, what is it? Are you paying monthly, weekly, fortnightly?
Well, this is the thing. It's every 4 weeks. So I'd rather it be monthly so you know it's on the 15th of each month. But when it's 4 weeks, it just creeps up on you like all the time. And you're always, oh, my God, it's 4 weeks already. And I know I've still got to pay it regardless, but I just like having the luxury of paying it 4 days late. Do you know what I mean? Just so that I'm in control.
How do you transferring?
I'm nobody's bitch, all right?
No, you're showing him. I mean, I don't know if it's good for the relationship.
Oh, no, I think it's okay. Like, I'm doing things I've never done before in there. Like, I'm cleaning dishes. So I will never leave dishes in the sink because I know that I'm already going to be paying rent late. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So you can't be doing too much.
Yeah, pick your battles.
So is it the honeymoon phase that you're in, though?
No.
How long have you been in there now?
4 months.
Okay.
So loving it.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I pay $280 a week.
Have you lived...
I got beach
mate,
views.
That's real good.
Beach
views. That's really great. Is that including internet?
It's everything. Oh. It's Foxtel. It's Netflix. It's
Foxtel
Stan.
And Netflix.
It's fucking all the other streaming. What's the other?
KO? Everything.
Hulu.
KO.
Hulu.
Not Hulu.
Hey.
Amazon Prime.
We've got Amazon Prime.
Stan.
There's too much content for me to watch. So, like, I have a full viewing schedule. So, when I leave you guys tonight, then my night starts. And then I've got to watch a bit of The Bachelor. I've got some fucking, like, comedy shows to catch up on. I'll probably got to watch Les Norton. Get to bed about 1. I wake up at 7. Then we're on the gram for at least 5 hours.
Do you share groceries and stuff, like everything in the fridge?
Fuck no.
Okay. How old is your housemate?
39.
Okay.
Good dude. Quite tall.
He's got a solid job.
Yeah, he works in entertainment. I shouldn't be talking about him.
Why not?
Just because people don't like their private lives. Like, I like it, but some people are private, and I think he might be.
Okay.
I should ask him.
Have you lived with Ed Cavalier before?
Yeah, for about 3 weeks. So not full on. But that was good. I lived on the couch there.
Oh, was that which house was that? Because my brother lived with Ed.
No, it was after that.
Okay.
Yeah, I didn't pay rent.
And so how many housemates have you had over the years since?
Oh, not many, man. Like, I've probably lived in like 10 different houses.
That seems like a lot.
Yeah, it does. But I've owned a property. You know, I used to have my life together about 10 years ago, but I think there's something nice about being nomadic.
What happened? So you owned a property. Where was it?
In Windsor, in Dandenong Road. I bought off the plan.
Is that a good idea, buying off the plan?
You'd think so. It's not if the property's so small that it can't grow or doesn't have, like, growth possibilities. This was too small. It was like 43 square meters.
It's hard to tell if it's just on the plan because you can't actually, like.
Well, also, I'd never been in property apart from Monopoly, which I was all right at. But my dad called me up and said, "Listen, you need to buy off the plan." I'm like, "Listen, mate, I trust you." Mm-hmm. And then I found out from the builder that my dad, because dad goes, the deal's so good that I'm buying one too. And I'm like, great, it must be good. And then I found out off the builder that my dad sold his property before the property was finished. And then I called dad. I said, why didn't you fucking tell me you sold? He goes, oh, sorry, mate. I forgot it was time to get out. I'm like, but I can't get out. I'm in like the first home buyer's grant. He's like, yeah, sorry, mate. I'm like, you fucking dog. And so I lost a lot of money.
Did you?
But I made dad pay me like, I called him up. And I said, listen, man, you got blood on your hands. You got to give me $5,000. And he gave me $5,000. And he told me not to tell my brothers. So anyway, that's.
I don't know if they watch the show. I think you should. Well, be
no, they're, also, one of your brothers is a doctor.
Yeah, one's a politician. Also, fuck off.
And so, did you live in the property in Windsor?
Yeah, yeah, had to. It's the law.
Oh, the first time. 6 months. There was
I can't
that
tell whether you did or not. Or
no,
you
I did.
Saying that.
No, absolutely, bro. I was working at Nova full time. I was a full time employee. I had
how
like
how many months?
At Nova.
No, how many months were you in the property?
18 months.
Okay. Which was the minimum for the first home owners?
No, I think you had to do like, as
yeah,
you said,
I think
it was six months or 12 okay. months, but I was enjoying living there. It was good. I had Lockie Hume living next door.
What sort of furniture?
Hang on, did Lockie Hume buy off the plan or he owned a house?
No, he's renting and he still rents that same place. Hasn't changed. It's like really dark in there. And like literally, like not, I suppose figuratively as well. But but no, I was cashed up, man. I bought a couch worth $2,500 custom made because my place was so small. My stepmom said, I'm going to send an interior decorator around to your house and we're going to get like a chaise lounge that's custom made. And I'm like, yeah. And then the bill came and it was $2,500.
$2,500 on the grand scheme of furniture is not crazy.
But when you've bought a miniature couch,
yeah, I mean, it's
just
a tiny,
fits a
it's
place
a tiny,
that no one else wants.
Tiny homes are big nowadays. I don't know if you've heard of the tiny home movement.
Yeah, caravans?
It's sort
small
of like
houses.
Taxi
like
boxes. Have you seen those taxi
houses?
Boxes?
Is that just a storage
unit?
That,
yeah, that's
people
storage.
Are living in them. I saw a dude walk out of one. In Bondi the other day, and he was definitely living in there.
You reckon?
Yeah, it was like a couch and shit, and there was a good setup.
Well, shipping containers. Next week, I'm staying at some place in Dalesford, and it's not that cheap, but it's a shipping container, which
they're
seems
all,
like
yeah. Yeah, well, that is fashionable. Like they're like my mates doing that. Do you guys know Reece Ulrich?
Yeah,
who was on? Do you know him personally?
Just say hello when he's in when I see him in St Kilda.
Oh, so you know him?
Well, I just know him from the years. I met him when I was re-carpet reporting and he'd won the...
Australia's Next Top Model.
Australia's Next Top Model and he's got a bunch of beautiful kids and he's got beautiful hair.
So you're best mates?
Yeah, you would say you're mates.
If I saw him, I'd say, hey, Reece.
Long story short, you're mates.
What would you say back?
Hey, mate. He might not know my name.
That's actually a really good impersonation.
Actually, no.
That was spot on. I'm not even fucking with you.
He's a lovely guy.
You got the tone perfect.
Say hi to him
so me. He's redoing containers at the moment. So he's essentially, what do you call it when you're...
Flipping
fucking containers.
He's flipping, throwing shakers. He surfs too a lot.
Yeah.
And so you were in the apartment for 18 months. Any problems? Because we're renting at the moment and these big apartment
Who's
blocks.
We?
Brie, my girlfriend.
Oh,
and
so
I.
You guys are still together?
Yes.
Yeah.
No, it's all going really well.
Surprising me.
No, but there's been a whistling sound in our apartment block.
Right.
And there seems to be just these apartments all have some fucking problem. Every apartment block has something. In Sydney, it seems like they're falling down at the moment.
And that was one thing on the news.
No, but I don't care.
Near Olympic Park, that there was a huge crack in one of these big buildings.
Oh, yeah, that's the Opal building.
Yeah.
Yeah, bad luck. But what it was massive. I mean, you see, it was like a big opal on the top. It was like, it was never going to work. It was like, just fucking science isn't going to back that up.
Do you know what an overlow is, though? Not on opal, but overlow. Do you know what an overlow is?
Do I know? Are they paying for this, by the way? Is this a branded thing?
No, this isn't paid.
Because I want at least $20 if it is. I guess a volo, it's a gem. It's a gem of something. It's like a fucking egg.
It's an egg, isn't it, in French?
Well, Mr. 97's pulled it up.
A rounded convex moulding.
Hmm.
Really?
Yeah.
Is that an egg?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, convex is out.
Yeah. So it is an egg, yeah.
Yeah, I like that.
Anyway,
that's cool.
So the apartment was small.
Yeah, well, we talk about the apartment a lot. I would have studied it. I haven't spoken about this for a while. No, that was really small. And like, I had some good times in there. Like, I remember I used to sell things and because I moved out of there because I moved to LA because I was working out enough. You guys know this, but I was working out at the gym with Josh Lawson, and Josh Lawson's like, I've got a ticket to the red carpet at the Oscars if you want to go. The gifting lounge, not the actual Oscars. The gifting lounge.
What's the gifting lounge?
You get like half price jet skis and like 50% off trips to Hawaii and stuff. You know, you get the fucking
so it's goodie, DFO.
You get the goodie bags.
But it's 50% off.
So you get some like free Swarovski kind of thing.
You're going to pay for anything?
Yeah,
it's like a goodie bag. It's a show bag for celebrities.
It's the Melbourne show.
I've heard about you're getting the show bag.
You're missing the point. It's a big deal. You're not pumping it up enough.
You had to pay money?
No. This is for people invited only.
To buy.
To the Oscars,
okay,
mate.
All right.
I was about to drop the fucking seat on there. I was like, but so then I'm like, you know what? This is a wonderful opportunity. So I thought, you know what? I'm going to LA, and the next day I called the landlord, but my real estate agent. I said, listen, put my property on the market. I'm going to LA. So then I got a tenant the next day.
But you're going for
the gifting lounge.
Yeah, not a reason to sell the
No, it was, because at this stage I'd been fired from Nova. So I was like...
Was that in disgrace, or what was sort of...
I was on two warnings, and we kind of both... You know, I knew that if I got my third, I wouldn't get... I got paid out, actually. It's pretty good.
So it was like, almost like a redundancy sort of...
It wasn't a redundancy. That sounds so depressing. But no. I remember they said... Because I thought I wasn't going to get anything. And they said to me, like... Because they were getting a new team, and I was like...
What were you doing there?
I was basically like Dino on their show.
Yeah.
On Chrissy Salmon Brownie.
Jock.
No. I was like involved with using Tater every morning.
You were paneling?
I was paneling, but I was telling stories. I'd have a segment each morning, which was nice. And then...
on Ed's show.
Yeah. So that's how Ed and I became close on that show. And then, you know, you bite off more than you can chew. And I said to the... Well, I think I might have said to the boss, I said, I get my own fucking show or I walk or some shit. I don't know. And then, like, they're like, oh, man, that'd be great, actually. And I'm like, what? And then I think they said, listen, we'll, you know...
How many weeks' pay was it? Do you remember?
It was like $18,000, $19,000. And I was like, I'm the richest motherfucker in the building.
Is it just a lump sum dropped into your account?
Yeah, I think so. I was massive. And then I was just like, this is so sick. And I remember just sitting there at the cafe afterwards thinking, I've done it.
I've got fired.
And then I was like, I've just got to spend it. Yeah. So then I went to LA.
So you sold the apartment then?
Didn't sell the apartment. Kept it there as a backup plan. Was renting it out at a loss, which was...
What was your rental yield?
I don't know, bro. I think it was like, I was losing at least $1,000 a quarter, I think. And then went to LA, blah, blah, blah. And we went out, me and Josh, the night before the gifting lounge, and we got so drunk that we actually missed the gifting lounge.
No 50% off jet skis.
No, but then I stayed there. I loved LA so much that I stayed there, sold the property, blah, blah, blah. The rest is history.
Was the Aussie dollar good? I remember
it was the best.
Yeah.
It was the best it's ever been. 2012? No, it was over parody.
Oh, shit.
2012?
No, earlier.
Yeah, 2012.
Yeah, I went there and I remember paying for dinner and people giving me cash. And it was like I was almost profiting more.
it was unbelievable. Really, it was already cheap.
It was like a little bit over.
Yeah.
It was like, yeah, $1.02 or something.
It was better than that.
Better?
Yeah. Like, I remember paying for a burrito and it was like $3, like Australian. I was like, this is it. I can retire.
Yeah.
At that stage, $15,000 in the bank. Mm-hmm. And I was like, I'm going to be able to retire. But I couldn't because you're... Again, I just got too cocky with the money. I was just buying everyone drinks and shots, everyone. And then I lost a lot of iPhones.
Are you a generous
guy? I'm very generous. Yeah. But I'm trying to be less generous. When I've got the cash, I like everyone to have a good time and, let's spend it.
Mm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. It makes sense.
When it's not, you can't spend it all the time. I'm slowly learning.
Yeah.
You get your buckets set up?
No, don't do the buckets. I know you're a big bucket dude, barefoot investor.
Did everything work out with you and barefoot?
Yeah, it's all good. I think we spoke about this last time. Yeah, we're fine. There was he blocked me on Twitter for a bit, but we don't know why.
It could have been accidental.
It's a two-click process. Yeah, but I'm not starting shit.
Who are you blocking?
I'm not blocking anyone. I got off Twitter.
Oh, that's smart, actually.
Are you a block guy? Have you blocked a bunch of people?
No, I'm not a blocker. I'm a muter.
Okay. So you're
mute
still...
Mute are great, aren't they?
Mute is the best.
Well, mute is the... It's the block without the repercussions of a block.
It's the passive-aggressive, because when the fuckers are looking at their Insta stories and seeing who's viewing it... Ash Williams. Well, you, when
you
block
someone, who the fuck do you do that?
Oh, absolutely. Oh my god, I've done it before.
All right, no. So, do you do that, Tommy?
Mate,
I've stopped doing it.
You can't do it. It's not healthy.
Nah,
you can't be looking at who's.
I mean, if you spend time in your what your friends are watching or
the explore feature,
you've got too much time in your hands, and your mental health is suffering.
Yeah. You shouldn't be looking at any of that. Mm. You shouldn't be looking at who's viewing your stuff, who's liking your stuff. You shouldn't really even be looking at who's commenting.
Do you write back to
people? You shouldn't. I do. So I look at the comments and I try and, like, you know, whack him an emoji just to try and get my post viral. It doesn't work. No. I've got a mate who is like that, though. He'll call me up. We're not talking at the moment. But he's like...
who is it?
I can't say.
House mate.
Is he in entertainment?
He likes to say he is, but he's not. And he's like, "Oh, mate, you haven't been viewing my stories." And I said, "I beg your pardon?" He's like, "Yeah, it's been like months." And I'm like, "What the fuck? What the fuck is wrong with you? You're 35. Stop it." So anyway, you don't look at that.
Yeah, when we were coming to Sydney, we went to the lounge. I've got gold status with Velocity.
Oh.
And so Tommy... and Mr. 97 and myself went to the lounge. The thing is that gold status only gets you one person into the lounge.
Yep.
Do you think you'd be the type of person that would be able to convince them to give you an extra person?
Yeah, you'd have a crack, but you need to have a story, you know, pre-programmed. Like, you all need to be in on it.
Yeah, what was the story that I... Mine was a bit sort of... I was flailing a bit.
No, but... Because if you then fucking pass the baton to Mr. 97, and I go, Mr. 97's our... whatever he is. He's like a fucking cameraman extraordinaire. And then, like, she goes, "Oh, you where's your camera?" And you say something like, "What?"
I think the whole story. The reality is it's never been harder to talk your way into anything to do with airlines. Upgrades... lounges,
cockpits.
2012. Yep. I remember when I went to LA. 2012. Great year. I went to LA for the first time, and I was so hungover. I'm going in. I'm like, I'm going to try and get into the Qantas lounge. I just walked up, and I used this excuse of, I had one of these passes, because back in the day they were paper, and so you could get given one by a PR person, and you could swipe it and you get in. It's ticket into the lounge, and I just spoke to this woman. I was like, look, I forgot it at home. And she let me in. I've tried it since. I tried it with my pregnant wife when we were going on our honeymoon, and they were just like, nah. What's the best thing you've talked your way into?
Can we just touch on 2012? Because it was a magnificent year.
Yeah, it's one of the best years.
Yeah, unbelievable. I don't know if it has anything to do with our age. Like, Mr. 97, was 2012 good for you?
How old were you?
Well, he was just telling us. He just finished primary school.
Yeah, I was starting high school in 2012.
That's terrible. not as good for you, but 2012... Just the music was awesome.
What was the music? A lot of Calvin Harris. Calvin Harris's album.
Yeah, Calvin Bounce was around. Yeah. I think it was 2013, but you had some rippers.
I saw Calvin Harris in Vegas in 2012.
I think we all were in the US for a decent chunk of 2012.
I got there twice. I mean, you were living there.
Yeah. Yeah, Foster the People was big. Rihanna was teaming up with Coldplay a bit.
Yeah. Hold up. Drank.
Yeah, seriously, fantastic. Drink. But...
Anyway.
I'm not going to answer your question though, but I just remembered something with my apartment.
Mate, why do you want to talk so much about the apartment?
No, because I just remembered it. Because this is what I wanted to say. So when I was moving out to go to LA, I wanted to sell all of my stuff, right? But I knew everyone in the apartment complex. Like, I'd slept with quite a lot of people.
Is it true that you have to kiss on the first?
Yeah.
You have to kiss on the first date as a rule?
What do you mean?
Is that a rule that you have?
If you live in the same building. I mean, it's ideal. You can't force it though, bro.
Yeah.
You got to get consent.
So have you gotten to ask?
Sometimes.
What do you say?
You know, I was on a date the other day and I said to the girl, I'd love to give you a kiss. And she said, that's actually really... lovely. You know, most guys don't ask.
And did you ask? What did you say?
I said,
I want to kiss you.
Do you know what? Fuck it. Yeah. No one listens to this, yeah? So then... It's like, yeah, I don't know if you get calls from my brothers too. Dad, give you $5,000. So I went in for... Because a girl likes to be kissed organically. You know what I mean? If you don't want to ask. Asking is cheating. It's like on fucking Mario Kart when you jump the walls. You don't want to do that. You want to win. Mm-hmm. Actually, take all this out. You don't want to win. That's the wrong terminology. you want it to be natural. So I went for a walk with this girl, and I went to give her a kiss, and it just wasn't quite there.
Yeah.
And then I thought, geez, I really would love to kiss her. I thought to myself, and I thought, you know what?
Wait, how close did you get? Can you show Tony again?
The back of my neck.
Relax. Okay. No, don't be. No. So I was like, we'd been for a walk. It was a daytime date, so it was like 1 p.m.
Tommy's nostrils are
flaring. And I'm like, I'm not going to kiss you, but I just went in like that, and she was like there.
What was the reason for what did she think you were doing?
It was a kiss goodbye.
Okay.
So you grabbed her
the back of her neck?
Mate, fucking hell. It wasn't like exactly like that.
Do you want me to come in as well?
Columbo over there. Yeah. But sometimes your mouths don't match up.
So just a kiss on the cheek?
Yeah, so it's the gulf between a kiss on the cheek and a kiss on the lips. And I just couldn't make up the difference without it being so conspicuous. So I was like, it is what it is. And then I was like, oh, but I feel like I should... ask. And then I said to her, look, I mean, I said, look, I'd love to give you a kiss. And she said, oh, that's nice. You know, it's really nice that you ask. It's really romantic. You know, a lot of guys don't ask. And then I was like, yeah. So was that a yes or a... And then she, you know, we just had a bit of a peck and it was nice. We're actually going out on a second date.
Yeah.
So, that's great.
Actually, we've been on the second date. We're going on a third date.
And it's all going well.
Mm.
Pretty well.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, I think that's good. Good advice potentially. Kiss on the first date.
Yeah. Try if you can.
Uh-huh. Well, maybe not though.
No, you don't want to force it. If it's not feeling right.
Mm-hmm. Well, because
you've both got girlfriends.
Mm-hmm. I've got a wife.
You got a wife. Mr. 97, what are you doing? You still with that girl that you went on a first date
single.
With?
Single. Nah, single.
Yeah, cool, man. Have you had sex yet?
No.
Good for you.
Remember, Mr. 97, you don't have to actually answer questions asked of you.
No, it's fine. I don't mind.
No, it's fine. I'm just letting you know. You don't have to.
What do you mean? Oh, like, has there been some trouble?
No, I'm just saying he doesn't... The thing about young Mr. 97 is he will answer anything you throw at him. And then I'm just having the filter of... You don't actually have to answer the things.
Well, Sam Kavanagh came in the room the other day, pointed at Mr. 97, and he said, how much are they paying you? And we had to politely tell Sammy that 97 doesn't work for you.
So. Yeah, good.
Yeah, a bit of pushback.
Absolutely. There's no reason for you guys to bow to Sam Kavanagh.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know?
Yeah.
Seriously. This is your own fucking thing.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah.
Appreciate that.
So when I was moving to LA, and I wanted to sell all of my stuff, but I knew everyone in the apartment building. So I was like, I put like all of these signs up in the lift of what I was selling. Like I was selling a beanbag for $100.
What sort of beanbag was it?
It was pure red leather. I bought it for $300, right?
Real sweaty, mate. Would you get real sweaty in
it? Did it have an eight ball on it?
No, but it was like you could wash it. It was the best beanbag I've seen to this day, right? And like all this other stuff, toasters, fucking kettles, I just done probably about 30 things. But I didn't want to put Ash's fire sale because everyone would know me and they're going to like, we're friends, let's do a deal. So I put Jake's fire sale. And I made up this guy called Jake who lived with me. So people would come around and they're like, oh, it was Jake O'Mash. What are you doing here? I go, Jake's my housemate. Jake's not here. You here to look at his stuff? And they're like, yeah. I'm like, what are you after? Jake told me Jake's out. Was it the toaster? And they're like, yeah. And then it's like $40. And they're like, do you reckon you could do 30? I go, I would. But it's Jake. So he's texting me. He said, it's a hard 40. I sold all my stuff. I sold everything.
No, that's really... I respect that.
That's so
smart. They're like walking through the house. It's like a one-bedded studio. They're going, so you both live here? I'm like, yeah, no, it's all good. Let's wrap it up.
Yeah, selling stuff. I tried to do that a while ago on Gumtree. You just get the worst of the worst people coming out. Had one guy bring a bunch of cash and then just try and do the 50 short, going, I'm 50 short.
Yep.
And so I literally took the item back. I'm like, oh, that's good. I knew that he'd driven an hour to come to me. I was like, oh, no worries.
Mm. Yep.
And then I started walking off with it. And then he magically found the other 50 in his pocket.
I think
do not fall for it. It's the wild, wild west out there, especially the Gumtree deals. Yeah. Don't believe them.
I think hand in hand, the guy who does this elaborate, you know, thing to sell them for the price he's asking also is the one to ask for a solid discount. So if you were to go out to buy a piece of Gumtree furniture, as if you aren't haggling.
Have you ever bought a piece of Gumtree furniture?
No, but I've sold a ton of stuff. You know what I'm doing at the moment? Because I need some cash. I've had a couple of deals just slip through the fingers. Mm-hmm. I thought they were fucking in concrete.
How did the pillow deal go?
Pillow deal's not going well at all. He's not answering my calls. He's literally gone missing.
Really?
Has he paid up?
Well, no, he hasn't paid up. I think the fact that he's gone missing and him not paying me, they're related. I've called him today. I went straight through to a different man's voice saying, leave a message.
No, he's buried his head under the pillow.
But it's a business. You could just call the...
Well, I could turn up. Yeah.
But I've got... All right, mate. Pillow fight. Let's get this with
the ad payments and stuff. I know that you were waiting for some payments from your podcast network.
Got nothing. No. There's I got like $200. I'm looking at starting a Patreon tomorrow.
Okay, great.
Fucking why not?
Yeah.
Do you guys know how to set it up?
Mr.
97.
Yeah, I'll sort it out for you.
I'll get your route. You can shade me. If you set up my Patreon, you can sort me. We'll turn the lights off. You won't even know the difference.
So the thing with Patreon is you need to set up some form of like tiers. So you're going to have like $5, they get something. $15, they get something.
Yeah. Well, Mr. 97's in charge of... But that's what I want to do. I've kind of just got to deliver on it.
You need an offering, though, is what Josh is saying.
No, that's what it will be. You'll get, like, a newsletter. You'll get, like, a fucking bonus podcast episode. You'll get a bonus story. You'll get a bonus merch, whatever. You'll get stuff. I'll turn up to you one thing a year. You get me for an event. I just came up with that.
Well, how much do you have to pay you to do that?
That's top tier. Mr. 97, write this down. It's top tier. No, not, you don't have to, I was just joking.
No,
we've got the audio. I guess, I don't know, $50
a month.
$50 a month will get you one essentially private speaking gig. I should charge more for that. But
we're spitballing here.
Yeah, your workshop. This isn't guaranteed yet. We just need to lock it in so you're
comfortable. Do you know anyone doing Patreon really well?
I'd love to see the numbers. Everyone's always talking about Patreon going well.
We can see the numbers for most people.
Oh, can
you? You can either see, okay, they've got 50 supporters.
Oh, good. Well, guys, I'm coming in to your office next week. Mm-hmm. I'm going to be in Melbourne for a bit.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I want to come in. I want to talk.
Yeah.
I want to workshop. Uh-huh. I want to know everything.
Uh-huh.
It's very broad. Ash is coming in. Why? You mentor, everything? I don't know.
Will you mentor Mr. 97? Would you be the official mentor?
Of course.
Yeah.
Would you like that?
Yeah. Yeah. I'll mentor
if you had some questions for Ash around life in general.
I get a lot of emails from dudes wanting advice.
What do they say? Like, what's their number one question?
Do you have any advice on how to get into the industry? I'm like, mate, I'm still trying. Like, what do you what do you want? I'm trying to sell shit on Gumtree at the moment. Like,
and it's not even yours. It's your housemate. What's his name?
Jake.
Well, you know what? That was a while ago. You know what I'm doing at the moment? I shouldn't be saying this. I get sent coffee machines from companies.
Yeah. So you were, what was the coffee brand that you're talking about a lot? Makona? No, which is
Makona, they don't...
That's Instant.
I love Instant. Basically any coffee brand, but no one's paid me per se, but I've got coffee machines. So
Nespresso?
I've been Nespresso, one of them.
What's another?
Another one is Lavazza. So I've got two coffee machines, all right? I'm selling them on Gumtree. They send them to me.
And then if they just have sent them to you and there's no discussion...
No, because then what I'm going to do... Yeah, exactly. So then what I'm going to do is sell them and then... Just say, hey, like, I've misplaced the coffee machine and get another one sent out. I'm now a coffee machine dealer.
Yeah. I mean, it makes sense. Do you think you'll be able to get to the Lavazza...
The Marquee at the races?
Yeah.
Is that still there?
Well, it's been Lavazza one.
The Velmorbiters. I actually know them. I shouldn't be doing that. They're actually great people.
If they're hemorrhaging money from all the coffee machines that
can't afford the marquee.
Yeah. Yeah. Look, I just want either a wise man once said, either shit or get off the toilet. And if these coffee machine companies aren't going to shit, then I'm just going to sell their stuff
on
Gumtree.
Are you the toilet?
Yeah, I'm trying to look out which one you were. You're on the toilet?
I'm happy to be in the toilet.
In the toilet or the toilet?
No, I'm in the toilet with my mouth open waiting for the sweet gold.
But then you've got a bunch of other people.
But I'm yelling like encouragement. Go on.
Come on.
Let's do a 6-month deal. Discount.
Have you ever had a deal with an airline?
No.
Yeah.
It seems like a hard one, aren't they? Impossible.
Have you tried?
A fucking oath.
What's the avenues you've gone down?
So I've done cold emails to Qantas. I came up with like a scholarship program that I said, this is what you should do. And I should get the first scholarship. So I emailed Virgin with like, I'll get the email for you.
I think Virgin like must get so many of these emails from Gronks. Because we all think it's like, now Qantas, they're not going to buy our bullshit. But Virgin, you get them on a good day and they're a bit buzzy on their coke.
Totally.
You know,
and Branson's all about entrepreneurship. Uh-huh. You know, you kind of front loaded with that. I read Branson's book. Mm-hmm. Unbelievable. Mm. It motivated me so much that I did this. I sold all of my stuff in a Jake's fire sale. Yeah. Moved to LA, blah, blah, blah. And then, so then I'm like, I love flying Virgin. Mm-hmm. Blah, blah, blah.
Always fly them.
Don't have any money. Can I have a 12-month scholarship? Uh-huh. And I think one of them wrote back.
Really?
And then I emailed Qantas, and that's it. And then I became really good friends with a guy called Lynn or something from United Airlines. So he was like on me. Like,
oh, this is good.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It was. I thought it was going
to
be good.
They've got good connections to LA and stuff like
that. Yeah,
like,
it's a terrible airline though. Have you flown them?
No, but
one of the all-time worst.
I've flown them. It wasn't that bad.
I mean, their business
must be recently then.
It was 2012 and it was a good year then.
Did you have TVs?
I can't remember, but we were down the back, so when it gets a bit pointy, but the opposite pointy end, which you want to be sitting at, we were down the back near the toilets. There's two seats, so it goes 3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-2 at the very back for a few rows. Yep. And so me and Fitzy, my mate, were just snuggling in on each other. There was no idea beside us.
They have the Dreamliner, which is meant to be the one that is good for your jet lag.
I flew on it from LA to New York just last October, September when we were there. Unbelievable. The windows are this tint of blue, and you can pump up the tint of blue and it goes really, really blue. And then you can pump it down and just disappears.
This is the brand new.
So there's no window. There's no window. There's no window shade.
United's the one that dragged the guy off the plane. United do have a bad
one bag egg.
Yeah,
bad egg.
Yeah, right. I'm just talking about the planes. I'm not talking about the service. I'm talking about the planes. The ones I used to fly on were terrible. Mm-hmm. It was one of the ones where, like, you know, you're flying international. It's a long trip. Mm-hmm. Sydney to LA, and you've got to share the TV.
That's old school. That's, I mean, they're just 1990s planes.
You know, I was stuck in the middle on a flight from LA back to Sydney, and I was like, it was the worst seat, and it was a full flight. And I'm like, yelling at the, before we even take off, I'm yelling at the steward, excuse me, is there anything, like, you know, I've got like my legs, they're not working that well at the moment, whatever. And then she's like, no, full flight, sir. So I'm like, fuck, come on, there's an answer here somewhere. So then I tapped this dude on the shoulder who was on the aisle in front of me. Sorry, I said to the guy next to me, I said, hey, you want to stop saying that? And he goes, no. And I go, all right, I'll make it interesting for you. $50? And he goes, no. $100? He goes, no. I'm like, fickle, I'm out. So then I tap the dude in front. I said, hey, you want to swap seats? And he goes, yeah, right. And I said, I didn't even offer him 50. I go, dude, I'll give you 50. Uh-huh. Just because that's what I was going to offer you. And he goes, don't worry about the 50. So then we swapped.
That's so you had an aisle seat.
Yeah, he was an idiot.
all the loveliest guy you've ever met.
He was cool. I think I did give him 50. I said, just take it, man. Like, enjoy.
You're generous.
Yeah.
Do you piss much when you're on a flight?
Not that much.
Could you go a whole flight? Like, I have gone Melbourne to San Francisco without pissing.
That's solid.
Or Sydney to San Francisco.
Did you eat and drink?
Sorry, no, it was Auckland to San Francisco. No, I was so dehydrated.
Did you deliberately do that, or was just...
It was premium economy, so it was two seats, and I was on the window seat, and there was plenty of room that I could have just walked past the guy.
Right.
Did you want a piss?
Nah, but I was like, you know what? Like, when I got like 3 hours before landing, I was like, fuck, I don't want to piss now because I've left it so long. And so it was sort of, I was also thought it was a bit of a head fuck for the guy next to me, because I think, don't you think, if you're sitting next to a person and they don't get up once,
they could have taken sleeping pills. Whole,
yeah, but he might or she might have thought that you got up when they got up.
Yeah.
No, well, you could go to sleep in there. You wouldn't know.
Yeah.
Because if you don't, like, I mean, when I'm sitting in the pleb section, I'm literally standing over people, trying to not wake them up.
Yeah.
Like, I've done full monkey crawls across people.
Fuck, yeah, and, it's
so
crazy.
So what happened with the United thing? So the guy, so you became
nothing. So he was then a customer when I was working at the gay bar, and then so he came in and he's like, oh, hey, I didn't know you worked here. I'm like, yeah, bro. You want a shot? And he's like, yeah. And I'm like, hey, we didn't exchange, sorry, I had your business card. I said, I got to email you, man. Like, didn't want to push too hard on the cell, but I'm like, hey, I'm flying back. I'd love to have you again as a stewardess.
This is in LA,
bit tight on cash at the moment because I'm not selling many shots. And he's like, yeah, yeah, cool. I'll see what I can do. I sent him this email. And I just got an email back saying, here's, like, you just sent me basically the website. Yeah. I'm like, dude, this is retail. What happened to the deals?
Yeah. Well, we were at Network 10 the other day, and we actually heard the reception say, oh, sorry, I can't give out personal email addresses, but you can email us, contact us at network10.com.au.
I just said, that's not getting through.
Yeah.
That's not getting to the person.
Who writes back to those generic emails?
Plus, you can guess who you're trying to send an email to. They're just giving you their domain name.
At the Overlook Hotel downstairs, I saw this sign that says, got any feedback? Email the CEO directly. CEO at... Overlow Hotels. What's the domain,
Mr97?
Hotels.com.au. So you can email him directly. But that's them purposefully trying to go...
That's their fake account.
Well, it's probably an account that goes directly to the CEO.
No way.
That they can look at.
That goes to marketing.
Gary Vaynerchuk. You know who he
is? Yeah, Gary V, yeah.
So he gives
By the way, you're smarter than that, what you just said.
What am I smarter
than? There's no way that email thing is going straight to the CEO.
I honestly think
it's one hotel room. And
we're separate.
That's going to marketing, and then
here's my point. Here's my backup point to the fact that it probably. I guess that it's.
I reckon they print them all out.
Hang on, let him get to his backup point.
Okay,
Gary Vaynerchuk. He writes back. He was on stage. We were watching him. 3,000 people in the room. Gives out his email address. And I was like, oh, that's not his fucking email address. And then Jules Lund recorded him just doing this pitch to Gary. And in it, Gary says, email this number. Email this email address. Exactly the same.
Yep.
He gives out his email address.
But is that like the equivalent of giving a P.O. box? Anyone can get it. Have you got a P.O. box?
Sure do. P.O. box 2172 Hawthorne, Victoria.
How long have you had it for?
10 years or something.
That's your mum's PO box.
No, my dad said, get into the PO box industry.
You're going to pay for it monthly.
Is it 200 a year? Are you still paying? I think we pay about 200 a year.
150 a year. But dad said, this is no bullshit, do never get rid of that PO box because there's a demand for them. I don't know if there is.
Well, we have
a demand. Because they're physical space, they can't, unless they're building more
post
offices.
Well, yeah, I own property.
You're leasing.
I've got that box, yeah.
We have PO Box 400 Abbotsford, Victoria, 3067.
Yep.
That's a pretty high quality.
That is good.
400 round.
What do you pay?
200 a year.
Did you ask for the number 400? Or
yeah, you got to pick. They had like whatever numbers were available. Yeah, you do.
Dude, I tell you what, Triple J could pick it. They've got the text line or the fucking mobile number that you call. I can't. How can you remember that? What was the Nova number? 13, 1060?
13, 2410. Yeah, well done, 97.
I mean, you were the anchor.
Yeah, but I didn't take it that seriously.
That was your second warning?
Did you ever have to use the dumb button?
Yeah, fucking plenty.
Oh, because of what?
Stuff I said.
Stuff.
I'd say something and they just go, dump? You guys dump? And they're like, yeah. But you know, the dump's got to load up. It's actually like a toilet. You know a toilet when you flush it? And it's got to save up energy. You can't flush it immediately after the second time.
We've got to get 15 seconds. So then you'll go to like ads or something
Yes, and it will build up again. So. But what were we saying before that? No, I had something.
Triple H
number. Yeah, I've got a hotline for my podcast that people call 0406-284-954.
I reckon that's easier than the Triple J one. What's the Triple J one?
Can you say your number again?
0406-284-954.
Tommy, can you say that?
284-954. 0406. 284-954.
Jeez, he's good, isn't he?
I knew you had it as soon as you got the 06. 06 is the hardest bit.
Yeah. Well, I left it last because I was like... I actually took... And I've forgotten it now.
You don't need to. You're already passed onto the next stage.
Thanks, mate. Appreciate it.
Yeah. But people call that. Did I tell you I did this thing with one of the dudes? I don't know him. He's a bit of like an investor in the show. Slash pervert. This is a champagne dude, but we did a new thing where he paid me $300 and we did it's called an ignore session. And so he would call the hotline and he kept wanting to call my personal number. I'm like, no, bro. He would call the hotline and all I had to do was stay on the line for 30 minutes. That's it. And then at the end of 30 minutes, say, fuck off and hang up. Right? And so I'm like, yeah, sure, bro. Transfer the money and we'll do it. So
ignore session.
So I get the money and I take the...
Did you Google it? Is ignore session a thing?
I didn't Google it.
Okay.
Yeah, it must be. He knows all the terminology. So then I did it in like the food court. So I'm in the food court and I'm like checking in on him like every 2 minutes. I'm like, hey, bro, you all good? Yep. Then like 7 minutes, mate, you still there? Yep.
Do you put it on mute during time?
I'm filming this whole thing, so I've got it as evidence. If this goes to court or whatever.
So how are you using... Have you got two phones?
I've got my phone, and then I'm filming my hotline phone. It's an iPhone 3.
iPhone 3? Where'd you get that?
I got it from Vodafone in Bondi. They were selling them outright for $100.
Really?
Yeah.
Tommy was blown away the other day. Someone at a service station bought a SIM card, only $2.
$2. Kogan.
Yeah, does that come with calls?
No, I'm pretty sure it's
just... Yeah, so it sounds too sus.
Yeah.
But anyway, yeah, so then after 9 minutes, I go, mate, you still there? And then he was like, I could hear like... I was like, well, what's going on, man? What's going on? And then it just hung up. But I don't care. I mean, like, I got the money.
What do you think was happening?
I think...
Be honest.
No, he's definitely wanking or something. Okay. Like,
might know this. I was.
I mean, that's fair.
You should say. Mr. 97's face was just like mouth agape. Then, like, I think I don't want to offend you.
But $300.
It's a big bad world out there.
But that's what you'd expect. $300.
He got what he wanted. Have you seen a bunch of these LA comedians, models that are putting like these? They're blurring their feet out. They're censoring their feet, so they're not even doing feet shots. It's like they're in their bikini or like. There's a bunch of funny comedians, females, that are blurring their feet.
Mm. Who?
Oh, I can't remember their names. You might have seen one.
What's Whitney?
Whitney Cummings?
Whitney Cummings.
I feel like
she
because she apparently, after her Netflix special, there was like a huge increase of sales of sex dolls.
Yeah,
that happened. Yeah. But yeah, a girl that was on Joe Rogan recently as well. She did it too, but I've seen it. So not even people that are through that kind of click, but there was other people. I think it's becoming a thing. Blur your feet because there's creeps out there.
No, absolutely. Because you are.
There's also cash as well. Like no, if you hide them, then 100%.
No. Again, this is no word of a lie. So that guy calls himself Josh. It could be you, Josh. So we didn't talk for month because I told the ignore session story on my podcast, and he was like, "That was really disrespectful." I'm like, "Fair enough." And he said, never talking to you again. I'm like, fine, fuck off. Right? And then,
which is exactly what he wanted.
He loved it. He could go there for free.
Yeah, exactly.
He finally got the fuck off. And then he comes back to me saying, hey, can I buy you dinner tonight? Because he loves buying me dinner.
As in not him physically being there, but sending
you
cash.
He buys you like a fucking
Salsa's
card or something?
I just always say I'm buying dinner. Usually I am buying it, but like I say, it's more expensive than what it is. So when was it? Last night? It was last night. Mm-hmm. I said, transfer $50. And he transferred the money, and I was just going to send a foot pick with the food. So I had to do that last night.
So what did you order?
I went and got wraps from Soul Origin at Bondi Junction, because they've got a deal after 4 p.m. They just have like a closing down sale every day, and there's a, like, Jake's fire sale basically. So you've got like, instead of paying $10, which it is usually during the day, it's one for eight, two for 11, or three for 10. Can you believe that? Yeah, I know, right?
Three for 10.
I'm almost shocked. So I go there every day purely for 3 for 10.
What
the
do you
lady
do with
who runs
others?
It is an idiot.
Huh? What do you do with the other two?
I eat them all in one night.
How big are they?
I like, it's a proper buffet. Like, you'll have a good time. Like, you can stagger it out for the night. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's good. You get wraps. But sometimes you get there and all the good stuff's gone. I'm furious. Yeah. I'm pissed off. But you still get involved. It's 3 for 10. You're not beating that.
No.
There's deals everywhere. It's great, really great food court. But go there after 4. But what? Yeah, it's weird because there was a new girl working there the other day and she didn't know about the 3 for 10. So I'm like,
so you're educating her.
So I go in there and I go, what are the deals? And she goes, well, 1 for 8, 2 for 11. And then I go, and 3 for, and she goes, 16. And I go, oh, just a little bit wrong. It's actually 3 for 10. You're new. And then she's like, sorry? And I'm like, she's like thinking, oh, I'm crazy. There's a lot of crazy people in the food court. And I'm like, no, let me introduce myself. Ash, I'm VIP. And look, I know your boss. I know it makes no sense, but it's 3 for 10.
Do you know the boss's name?
Susie.
Because this is what I was talking to Tommy about with the Virgin Lounge thing. I felt like I needed more details on processes and people's names. So then I'd be at least be able to rattle them enough, say the right people, say, hey, I know that you're meant to do X, Y, and Z in this case because of where we're, you know, but I didn't have that information. So you know Susie, so that's good.
So who I've got a crush on, by the way. And then I just said to her, look, it's I'm not going to tell Susie. Okay, this is between you and me. You're new. The last thing you need is a warning. I'm not going to say anything. Let's just ring it up. And it's 3 for 10. And she's like I'm speaking a different language. She's, it's 3 for 16. I'm like, let's meet in the middle. 3 for 14. And then no, I said 3 for 13. She said 3 for 14. And I said, that's fine. 3 for 14. So, I mean, I'm haggling at Bondi. I was talking about the Indian markets. Yeah.
Do you haggle much for things?
Not only things I believe in.
Electronics?
Because I don't know enough about that.
What has wiggle room? Hotels, I don't really think have.
Yeah, you can.
You reckon?
You can say, hey guys. You remember Dick Smith? Like at this time last year, did a whole campaign of call up your hotels. Don't use Booking.com. Don't use Expedia.
I'm saying, but even if you call,
but if you call up, you did it the other day. You called up the place where you and Amy were staying and said, hey, and they put in free breakfast.
No, but that was, I got in that. Okay. So all I did was call them and they told me a deal that wasn't on the internet on these other websites.
And it
was
literally push.
I didn't push it all.
Okay. Oh, well, that's,
I've never put, but if you went to, you know, one of these big fucking things, the Shangri-La or something, as if they're going to be like, mate, I'm not paying that. I want this.
What about in Vegas? Like, it's very common in Vegas to give a bit of a tip and they'll give you a better room.
Really? But then you're paying for it.
No,
it,
but you're not. If it's fucking $10, if you're giving a $10 tip.
$10 tip if you're at the Hard Rock Cafe. You reckon that's a thing?
No, not a Hard Rock Cafe. That's so like a one of the nice hotels. Have you done that before?
The W. The
casinos, if you're checking in, you give a tip.
My point is, I think the hotel industry is probably one. You can find a good deal, but bargaining down, or maybe like a two-night thing, but you end up paying, right? Clothes shops, I reckon you can ask for a discount. Electronic stores.
You would go into a fucking Just Jeans.
Yeah, and say, definitely.
Over a
maybe not
hotel.
Just Jeans, general pants, something
but
a bit.
But what are you going to say?
Oh, is that the best price on that one?
That's
you can
the key
do?
Well, so
phrasing.
What you're asking is it on sale or not?
Yes, exactly.
Also, that's too long. Just say, what's your best price?
Best price.
Yeah, or actually, the way you ask it's not bad. Is that your best price? Because that's more like saying, I expect better of you.
So what is the person then? I mean, if this is the reality of what they can do, if a hotel can say, look, I could probably give you this rate for that room. What are they doing?
Everything's bullshit, isn't it?
That's why you're questioning the world now.
Well, you know what the biggest bullshit is? Coffee.
Oh, yeah.
So I don't think you can haggle for coffee. If you've got only, I've only got $3.
No, but if you go,
coffee's so expensive for how much it costs, right?
Yeah.
Is that what you're saying, Ash?
I did
did the math.
Well, no, this is arguably one of my first ever stand-up gigs. You've got to do a talk in year 11 at school, and I was like...
Like a TED talk.
5 minutes on anything you want. And people were doing, like, you know, the Olympics, Kieran Perkins, and it's just boring. It's fucking snooze fest. Just, I was like, this is shit. Heckling, boring. And then, like... Mr. Ferguson's like, Ash, like, you're fucking 2 weeks late. Like, you know, everyone's done their talk. And I'm like, yeah, I'll do it tomorrow. So then I wrote, like, I didn't realize it at the time, but I basically wrote, like, a five-minute stand-up spot. And I just spoke about little things, you know, from coffee to neighbors, about 5 to 10 different things. But one of the things was coffee and how coffee is a rip-off. And I was explaining, there's no punchline to it, but he actually got a big laugh.
What did you say?
Oh, mate, I was like, listen here. Coffee's a rip-off. And then, like, I think they got a big laugh. Easy crowd. And then I was just like, yeah, it's fucking bullshit. Like, it costs, like... I'm not explaining anything that we don't know, but it's always a 10 cents...
Well, it's observational humour.
10 cents, yeah. So it's 10 cents, and it costs, like, $4 or $5.
Yeah.
Like, again, it just popped into my head, like, because I was... Remember, I got a big laugh.
Yeah, well, it seems like that. You wouldn't drink dairy.
If I feel like I want dairy...
No. I've had coffee with you and you drank about 3 strong lattes. Just straight lattes.
I
cow's milk.
Oscillate between cow's milk and nut milk.
Depending on oat?
Yeah, don't get into oat.
You're a Bondi guy. They've got every milk there.
Yeah, it depends. If I need to lose weight, if I need to trim up, I'm all on the almond. Just stay off fucking milk. If you want to lose, like, 5 kilo.
If I want to lose weight, like, so say, like, I want to lose about 10 kilo.
Do you?
Yeah.
10 kilos is too much. Tell him.
You've actually lost weight in your face since I last saw you.
No, 10 impossible. Kilos is way too much.
Why? Can I feel?
It's real.
You're a big unit, aren't you?
He's right. I don't want to fat shame you. I don't want any fucking trouble. No, it's true. Feel Tommy as well. And then...
Are you good? No, dude who's married. That's awesome.
What about... Can you just feel 97? Can you get up?
Oh, you'll be fine. If you knock over these things...
No, don't. But if you don't have a six-pack, you should be ashamed of yourself.
Just pull your top.
Okay, here we go.
I'm expecting, like, just fucking rock hard. Yeah, that's a young dude.
Isn't that impressive?
No, you know what? You used to have that. Every 17-year-old...
I used to be 120 kilos.
Okay, everyone except you. But, like, Tommy, you would have had that, yeah?
I was a stripper.
You never had a six-pack, though.
No, mate, trust me. To get a six-pack... I would have to...
Can I feel...
Yeah, I'm big at the moment. I've hurt my back. Yeah.
We're currently just... I'm feeling...
I mean, I was respectful. I went for sort of the upper rib, which is, I think, a sort of a bit of a leaner spot.
Rib's going to feel good.
Yeah.
I was being
polite.
I do.
Just... I mean, you got the genetics right.
You got me right in the gut.
No. Yeah, I went straight for the cock. No, man. Like, I think if you get... over the age of 30, you've got to work a bit harder to look like 97.
And so I'm 29.
Are you?
Yeah. Jesus. Is that old or young?
No, it's young.
Okay.
What are you, Tommy?
31, just turned 31.
God.
And how old are you?
37.
I was going to say 36. When 37. When did you turn 37?
March.
Okay.
Happy birthday.
Appreciate that. it's basically right in the middle of my birthday.
Yeah. Well, we're trying to set
Couldn't
up.
Can be further away from my birthday.
Mate.
Yeah, but I like that.
Well, 97's got a database of all of the
guests.
Our guests, and he's putting the birthdays, and so that we can do some more surprise and delight.
What date is it?
March 31. It actually means a lot. I'm sure you guys know stuff about the human race, but if you remember people's birthdays, it counts for a lot.
Mm-hmm.
I broke up with a manager of mine because he didn't remember my birthday. And I know that he remembered one of his other talents because I saw him wish this fucking dude off The Bachelor happy birthday. I was like, you fucking dog. You're wishing him happy birthday? I'm like, I'm going to send him a fucking stiff email.
It feels like on the same realm of checking who's looking at your Insta stories.
It's the real life version.
Yeah, but not when it's like in your face. Like, I just saw the story.
How much time are you spending with your manager?
Enough. I thought we were pretty close.
And so going on the diet thing, I'm at peak. This is peak weight, as in the heaviest that I want to get.
Peak FC.
Yeah. What's that? Fat count. Is it the fat count? Fat count. Close. Peak fat.
Give me your new merch, your new t-shirt merch.
Peak FC.
Yeah.
My clothing brand. Yeah. So. if I want to start to lean out. I know how horrendous I'm being to my body at the moment. We had half a meter of pizza before.
It sounds so piggish when you say it like that.
Half a meter.
Crinitis.
I'm sure it's
you can get
delicious.
Up to 3 meters.
But you guys are on a fucking bit of a bender. It's a boys bender.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
and so it's been a bender for a little bit, doing a 7-day-a-week podcast, it happens.
Yep.
What if I wanted to lean out real quick, what should I do diet-wise?
Well, have we spoken about this?
I think we probably have.
Just do the fucking fasting for 2 or 3 weeks.
But the fasting only works once. Have you heard this?
Can I? No.
No.
Durham, the exercise scientist
I'd agree.
Friend of the show.
So you told me this?
No. But I've got something completely different. This is outside of the fasting one.
You're going to say fucking eat salads and
No. Get a meal deal. I don't know why you don't have one of these.
It's called a large quarter pound.
Yeah.
No, but the meal companies.
Yeah.
What about Good Chef? Do you have a connection with Good Chef or Chef Good or whatever the fuck the new one is that every influencer has
got? No. I used to have one with Be Fit Food. Be Fit Food?
No, there's a bunch of...
They paid me for that, actually.
I had Dynamite.
Did you?
Which,
that
do you
doesn't
remember
sound
that
good.
Yeah, well, the problem was that they're
guaranteed diarrhea.
No, it's called Dynamic.
Okay.
Shit my pants, but geez, I got lean.
Yeah, they're consistent.
No, but the problem was that the soup packs, they were frozen and you put them in the microwave. And then when they would unfreeze, they'd tip over and the soup would go all over the microwave.
I really just want to do on
too liquidy.
I want to do on this show. You could lose weight eating nothing but Nando's. You could eat, like,
because we've spoken about it. Contacted Nando's
about me.
No, about
fuck
us.
Yourself.
We said if Josh ate only Nando's,
nothing but Nando's for a month.
Yeah,
you'd be lean.
Yeah, of course you would be. But you guys are fucking, what do you call it, goldfish. Remember last time I was in this show, you were going to set me up with a Nando's deal?
Why are you only remembering this shit now?
Well, that's why I'm here. I thought I'd come in. I thought it was going to be a presentation of some Nando's card. You guys, what, you were going to get me a Nando's deal?
I think they're massive. Maybe.
I remember. You've had Dickie Wilkins. Actually, you think you're too good for this now?
The reason I know why is that, was it Ben Fordham that had the chicken
grilled Charlie's?
Oh, is that Ben who's got that card?
Yes.
Mate, that's a great card.
It's not as good as Nando's. I'll tell you right now.
So I wonder where that card is at the moment.
Well,
Nando's or Char Grill?
Char Grill.
No, Char Grill is, that's...
gone out of business.
No, they've never been better. Well, there's one in Melbourne now.
Is there? Where?
There's one in Camberwell. Near the Prospect Hill Road there.
Okay.
Yeah. A guy said to me, who I don't know, DM me, said, hey, come and meet me at Char Grill's chicken and we can hang out. My shout. I'm like, no thanks.
Was it Ben Ford?
No, it's just a random. And then he goes, oh, too good for me, eh? I'm like, mate, I don't know you.
How many DMs?
He said, I thought you liked a DM.
Where's your phone?
It's over there. No, it'll be blowing up.
Can we just DMs, please?
Can we play like a DM roulette or something? Sort of phone hack style.
You just swipe through and you have to like press on one and we get to read a little bit of it.
Okay. If we've got nothing else.
Yeah, well let's finish on that. So 97's just putting his mic down. Yeah. We're just going to get, this is a complete rip of Phone Hacks, the podcast.
Yeah, you're not doing anything.
Oh no, but we're not gonna write back.
Phone Hacks is a it's a terrible podcast if you want to have a career. Because that will ruin careers. So you get my Insta and that's it.
Yeah. So DMs
and pretty slow actually.
And so what
you
we'll
can
get
see
to
my
do
DMs.
What do you got? There's only two. That's all right.
It's Foot Dude. So that's Foot Dude.
Okay, Josh.
Okay. So that's Foot Dude.
No.
You can say Josh. It's fine.
Won't give his full username.
Yeah, so...
Oh, my God. Hang on.
Sorry for the disrespect. Hello, Footlord. See, he's doing this thing at the moment where he said, what do you want me to call you? And I said, Footlord. Call me Footlord.
Well, Josh, the problem is... Josh,
does it
great.
Amuse you that you don't have to say please or thank you, and you don't get and you get a free feed?
Yeah, so now he's paying for a bill. So he paid for a parking fine of mine, actually. No, because that's a new thing we do. They have bills, so it's food and bills. But I need to present the tangible bill. So he paid for like parking fines are fine for me now. I don't pay for them.
What I love is the 27 requests.
They're rubbish.
No, but are they?
Yeah.
Josh, okay, you get into it. My grandmother. What's the one that says my grandmother?
I think she's not well.
Can you read? Yeah.
My grandmother carried a walking stick but hardly used it. I think she thought it was a status symbol.
Yeah, that's with regards to a video that I did about a guy yesterday carrying a walking stick. Mm-hmm. And I just said he's a faker. Someone called.
Oh, it's a power move.
Someone called a current affair.
The gift is a dick in a box.
I've seen all these. They're not good. Otherwise, I would have
allowed them.
Yeah, yeah. Like, I'm one of those guys who will go through the requests. Mm-hmm. Do you know what I mean?
Who's Kylie?
Kylie's a girl from who I've never met. That's just a comment with regards to a.
You guys. Right a lot. You just said, how are you going?
We never met.
Ended up just going to bed.
It's just
how was your night? Who was she talking about?
I don't know. We were going to catch up. We just didn't.
I know.
These things happen.
This is great. I don't get insights to this.
Are you joking?
Shit.
Is your life that? That's so beautiful. You're literally reading the most boring message in there. Like, this is not exciting. What, you want a good message?
Yeah. All right, here we go.
James Curley. Yeah, it is. It's James Curley.
James Curley?
Yeah, it's James Curley.
Curligram.
From Cash Cab.
Yeah.
Or is it... What was the other show that he hosted?
Oh, I cannot
remember.
He's
hosted a few. Anyway, do your darn.
We'll do one more just for fun. This is great. I mean, you've got a blue tick. Did that happen when you were at Nova?
No, it happened about... 3 years ago, 2 years ago?
My mate called me and said, how do you get a blue tick? What's going on there? He's got quite a few followers, but he's just trying to work it out.
It doesn't matter anymore.
But what's your explanation from someone who has
We wrote to Instagram, me and my manager, and then I just got approved. Wow. So I had the email of the Instagram person.
Still got it?
I think so.
All right.
I think so.
We'll try that.
Is the whole bachelor thing that you do...
Yeah. Get out of it now.
Is it a way of...
Can you put it back, 97?
Is it a way of increasing love life opportunities? Because I just look there, you're having a lot of bachelor banter with women.
Yeah. It's not about that. I just did it as a bit of a piss take, just to kind of get some frustration off my chest. Mm-hmm. Do you know when you're watching the TV on your own or something, you're yelling at the TV?
Would you be good at Gogglebox, do you think?
Yeah, of course I'd be great.
Would you do it if they offered you?
I need a family. I just need you guys, I suppose. But, I mean, maybe. The money's not very good. I'd want to do an uncut version. I'd want to do like a more risque version.
What do you think they're getting paid?
I know it's not very much.
Do you know one of them?
Because I know Evie and I know Angie.
Okay. Yeah. You've asked.
Yeah, I haven't got like a proper answer, but I've been told that it's fuck all.
600 an ep.
I know it's enough. I don't know. I'll get an actual number for you.
If you go and do an appearance on the Today Show, are you getting any cash for that?
Very little. Uh-huh. But I do get...
parking.
Cab there?
Well, yeah, cabs. I get a cab there, charge. Cab back. I also get free food, free coffee.
Great.
There's the canteen area.
Yeah.
But then it's subsidised, so it's like a cheaper feed. But
it's still...
It's like the Oscars lounge.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, jet ski, half price.
And also, it's terrible in there. But like, and I remember once I went and ordered a... because usually I just get like a ham cheese toasty.
And then you pay for that?
No, that's free.
Okay,
that's my payment, basically. Yeah. So then I get there, I'm like, yeah, you know the fucking drill. Like, you know, walk in there thinking I own the joint. And I'm like do the Nova thing. I'll walk if you don't give me the fucking toasty. And then then she goes, oh, didn't you get the email? And I'm like, no. She goes, oh, well, we can't get you toasted sandwiches anymore. Like, your budget's been cut. I'm like, me?
As in you personally?
As in me? This is all I get. She's like, sorry, there's nothing I can do. So then
what
I
was
like
the email?
She goes, I can get you Vegemite on toast. I'm like, yeah, it's not as good. Get it though. And then and then she came back, and then 3 weeks later I mentioned it to a girl who was one rung up higher, and she's like, no, that's bullshit. I don't know who that girl was.
Just didn't reply to her Insta.
I've been trying to find this other girl. I'm like, mm-hmm. She goes, who said that to you? I don't know. Like, I wasn't imagining it, I don't think. It was a young girl, like a trainee. Mm-hmm. I think she was just trying to do the right thing, but she...
That's so good. Yeah. You've been cut. Your budget,
have you ever blown up in those occasions? Because like, I think I handled it pretty well. We ended up, none of us went in the lounge. So we could have two of us in the lounge.
Yeah.
We needed three.
Yeah.
And so we all walked. And when we walked, I think that it was a powerful message because, don't you think? Because the lady the whole time was being like, she was being very, very strong, and we were doing a lot of eye contact.
Mm.
And
you would have been defeated if we pay, because you can also pay to get in there
for $65. Yeah, they're like,
a toastie's not worth.
And then they said,
bucks.
We can invoice you for it. I said, do I have to pay the invoice now? I was going to do an Ash Williams.
Invoices.
As long as I don't have to pay now, and then boom, gone.
Why didn't you do that?
Because they need payment up front.
Yeah, right.
So anyway, we walked. We ended up having a shit coffee somewhere else instead.
Yeah, it's worth it if you get to the Virgin Lounge early enough. Mm-hmm. But you need to dress well.
You don't need to dress well at Virgin.
Here's the thing.
They wear fucking high-vis. There's people doing all the FIFO stuff.
Yeah, no, but you're trying to fucking get in there like a shyster.
But Daily Talk Show, I felt that we were all wearing our hoodies. And I felt
if you're all wearing them.
Yeah, if you think about the AFL, they're all going, like, AFL is a partner with Virgin.
Yep.
And so what I thought is, if it's teams going in, we're just another team with uniforms going in. And that's what I was. And literally, I said that. I'm like,
the Gronk
literally,
squad.
I said, we all have the same hoodie on.
Yep.
That wasn't a good
You know what
argument.
You should do? On the next merch you do, add a big logo on the top.
A Virgin.
Virgin.
No, I think they would just say, where or did you get like, those jumpers?
That is such a good idea.
Yeah, yeah. Put.
What about platinum members? I think that's a fucking great idea.
Yeah. I think that's good.
We could do a limited run.
I think you'll see. It's Virgin. And then maybe just check like another thing, just as a backup point. Yeah. Like Tommy, have like a backup brand, like whether it's Channel 7.
Yeah.
Or big like NAB or Mercedes. Yeah. Like big fuck off thing.
Carry a ladder as well, and then we'll
be. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I remember when you had the option then of the invoice too. I don't know if I've told this one. You know, when you're on the trams and you get caught without a ticket. Mm-hmm. And I used to do this a lot, especially in Melbourne. And then like you get caught by like undercover dudes, and they're like so good these days. They're like the best actors in the world. And then
what do you mean?
Like,
what are they doing?
Well, they just look like fucking normal people.
Mate, I was sitting. I felt like trust had been broken. I'm sitting next to this lovely woman that kind of looked like my mum, looking out the window. I smiled at her. And then all of a sudden she stood up, said, I'll need to swipe your Mikey. And they actually attached the Mikey onto this thing to check the balance.
Yeah.
I was just like, I'm fucking heartbroken.
Yeah. I know.
We looked at each other.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, man. They're
with
brutal.
Trust.
They're brutal. And they've got to meet quotas and stuff each day. So they're just like robots. And then like they're like, ticket, please. And I'm like, I gave it like, fuck, it's you. Geez, you guys are good. I haven't got a ticket, I'll be honest. Nah. And then they're like, all right, well, you can either pay 80 now or something cash, or you can pay 150 and we'll mail it to you. And I'm like, oh, wow. Can I have a moment? And they're like, yeah, cool. And I must have gone like five stops. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to get back to the free zone so we can loop right back around. And then like... they're like, so we need an answer. And by this stage, they were all on me. You know when they've got like a team of nine? So the whole nine was on me. And I'm like, hey, guys. It was like fucking, the Avengers. They were all there. And then I'm like, you know what? Mail it to me. And then I gave them. I'm lucky that my address on my driver's license is not my address anymore. So I've got like a fake address that I give... four bills.
Great.
So then
someone's living there and getting that mail.
Yes, there'd be a lot of mail going to that address.
And it still says your name on it.
But also, I'd forgotten the address because I haven't lived there for like 10 years.
So did they ask you, what's your address?
Yeah, so this, I lived here before I moved
what's
to
address?
Windsor. It was 52A, I think, Domville Avenue in Hawthorne, right? So I'm like, what's your address, buddy? And I'm like, 52A. And by this stage, we're off the tram. Everyone's off the tram, right? Calling it through. Yeah. Ashley Williams, and what's the address? And they're like, and I said 52.
Wait, why are you on the phone?
They're on the phone making sure that I'm not lying.
Wait, so they're double check. So they're running checks.
They run checks on the address to match up your driver's license. So you need the driver's license to marry up, right? So then I'm like 52A, right? And then I remember he was on the phone. He goes, yep, okay. It's close. The address is close. And then I'm like 52/1. And then he goes, yeah, that's it.
And so he never paid it.
No, man, I'll go send it through. Look forward to paying it.
Do you think that...
Where is it?
It's near him. It's James like Patton's.
Not the address.
What happens to the fine? Well, just, dude, it goes to the sheriff's... so, you know, you've got the Victoria Police and you've got the sheriff's department.
Yeah.
The sheriff's is separate. So sheriff's looks after all that stuff, all parking fines.
Have you dealt with the sheriff's
before? Yes.
What do they say?
Don't ever call them. I remember I called the sheriff's department to get out of a parking fine that was wrong. Like, I literally wasn't...
Did you contact... Like, it has to go through all the way down to chasing you before that.
Yeah, so that was like $90 for some parking fine, and I wasn't there. I mean, I was, but it wasn't. I had grounds to fight it. And then it's like, you know what? Call the sheriff. So then I call the sheriff and explain it, and he goes, no worries, Mr. Williams. You know what? That's on us, okay? Now, just looking at your account here, how do you want to pay for the remaining $5,000? And I'm like, what? What? Like, yeah, yours. It's like $5,200. Do you want to pay for that now or payment plan? And I said, yeah, payment plan. And then I just never called him back.
You know the crazy thing, they did this, it was ran across a couple of months. They set up vans and they said to everyone, we'll 50% discount on your fines. You have to come up to the van.
My God, it's like the Oscars lounge.
Yeah.
But this they did this. It was,
are actually excited right now.
Look it up, Mr. 97. 50% off fines.
Sheriff's
Victoria, Sheriff's Department. It was some kind of scheme. It's about it. If they were to get a cash injection.
It's like an amnesty, you know.
It was like, goodwill. You come in, you pay your fine now, you'll get off 50%.
Well, yeah, it's like dobbing in a mafia boss. You know what I mean? And then you're
a rat.
Yeah, you're a rat. You're ratting on yourself. But no, I wouldn't fall for that too, because that's just a way for them to ID you, and then it's swarm, and then you're in trouble.
Mate, you could get your car clamped. That's what the sheriff's department do. Yeah. The clamp.
Yeah, but mate, you know what?
Have you had your car clamped? No. I feel like you have.
No. Here's the thing. Why would you pay for a parking fine? Can you guys answer me that?
Well, because so you got a clean record, and so you don't owe $5,000.
Because it's...
Yeah, but what, then what?
Yeah, but it's connected
because isn't
to
that good to like your credit score and all that sort of shit?
Yeah, okay. So taking that one step further, if you don't care about your credit score, why would you pay it?
So you don't... Like, if you ever want to buy a house?
Yeah, but if you don't want to buy a house. If you just want to live...
If you want to start a business...
Yeah, but that you can put it in someone else's name. That's not hard.
Okay. Have you ever gone bankrupt? I feel like the answer is
anyone who has to think about it.
Well, no, like technically, I could easily declare it
went
right
to
now.
The other address. So,
oh, no, I could easily declare it. I've thought about declaring it.
Stop bragging.
Then I was like, what if you do declare? I read somewhere like you can't.
What? How many debts are we talking?
I don't even know. It's quite a few.
Surely, if you've got, you wouldn't be able to go bankrupt if you had superannuation, which Nova would have been paying you super.
I've got super. So you've actually, got super. I do want to get that released.
And so this is the thing.
You can't get released. You can. 60 years old.
You can get super released for serious. I've got a podcast to release the money.
No, you can't get your super released.
Well, if it's hardship, like if it's a difference between going bankrupt. And not.
I don't reckon they'd let you do that. What's the point of super then? Super's forced savings for your retirement. But if you bankruptcy is a completely different thing.
Maybe.
Mr. 97, look up what are the...
Superannuation.
Oh, no, bankruptcy stuff, because it's interesting. Mm. It's 5 years, you can't...
10, I think.
Yeah.
No, I thought it was less. No, I think it's like 8. I'm pretty sure it's 8.
Met in the middle. Yeah. Met in the middle.
Yeah. 14 bucks like, for 3.
Even 8 years doesn't seem like a great deal. I mean, because then you just go get a job.
You're not paying people, like it's not a good feeling,
dude. If you're an entertainer, who cares? If I was starting a business, that wouldn't be good for me. If I had a family, that would be really tough for me. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but if you don't, you're cool. You're living a good life.
I respect you. I respect
last resort though. That's if Barefoot has taught me anything. Yeah. Last resort.
What's that?
Bankruptcy.
TV show. Bankruptcy. Oh.
Yeah.
I mean, what do you stress about?
Not much.
What are other things?
I probably just rent. Mm-hmm. I don't like paying rent.
280, did you say?
285. I'll pay it tomorrow. And then food's expensive, man. That adds up. Because I don't cook.
Why don't you move away from Sydney?
Because it's probably cheaper.
What about Brisbane's pretty cheap?
Are you joking? I'd rather... pay Melbourne? My fucking debts. Melbourne. No, Melbourne's too.
You seem like a Queensland guy. I could imagine.
That's an insult. I know that's an insult.
Burly heads.
This guy's from Queensland. Melbourne, you're too accountable for where you're at on the life graph. You know what I mean? I feel like you just kind of compare yourself. I do anyway, because all of my other mates are here or there in their careers or mm-hmm. their life. Sydney's good for me because I know less people and I can kind of, it's my LA, I suppose, mm-hmm. of Australia. And then I can go back to Melbourne and enjoy Melbourne for what it is. And then, yeah, I really do want to get a job in the next year.
Mm-hmm. What would be the ideal job?
I'd probably get back into radio. I mean, ideally.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, I'm fucking putting the feelers out.
Who are you chatting to?
Oh, mate, we'll see. I've got a couple of... I can't say here, but...
Why not here?
Because you don't want to show your fucking hand. I'm not playing poker. I'm like, oh, I got a fucking 6 and a 2. You're not sorry, baking. I was just bluffing. But like, no.
You are playing or you aren't playing poker?
No, I am playing poker at the moment. But I don't want to
show... You can't show your
cards. I don't want to show my cards. Have you heard that analogy?
Yeah, but that's as if we're competing. I don't have any cards.
People listen to this. Okay. Don't they listen to this? You never know.
Yeah.
You know,
and so there's deals happening though.
There is potential musical chairs.
Okay.
Like the music's really fucking dim, but we're playing.
Oh, that's exciting.
I've
seen you on a bunch of like radio shows, like doing bits and pieces, or one radio station at least.
Oh, on Nova.
Yeah.
Nova's my natural home. Mm-hmm. But we'll see, man. We'll see. Who knows? I don't know. I've got a few irons in the fire, and we'll know more in the next 6 to 12 months. I feel like it's an interesting time, as you guys would know, in radio, podcasting, digital. There's a lot of fucking shit moving up and down the chain. Mm-hmm. So I think traditional radio and stuff it's so different now. You should keep producing good stuff and focus on. For me, it's about the stand-up's important for me because then I can kind of use that, and then if that's there, then I'll always have something to mine my stories from, a la the podcast. So the podcast and the stand-up kind of marry up well together.
Yeah.
And then the radio, that's then a lot easier if you've mastered the other stuff.
Are you doing any tours or anything with your comedy stuff?
I'm just doing spots, man. Uh-huh. Just doing spots. I did a couple the last few nights, and I'm doing a week run in Melbourne, just like 10 minutes here, 10 minutes there.
What place in Melbourne?
I'm doing Catfish Comedy. You know Catfish?
Oh, yeah. That's on Greville, isn't it?
I think so.
Catfish, mate, is that the one?
Tim Fitzroy.
I think it's Greville Street. They do fucking those sandwiches that have meat in them.
Yeah, it is Greville Street.
What's that called?
I'm hungry. But
a Philly cheesesteak sandwich.
You said a fucking meter of
peach. Can you look that up?
I'm hungry again.
No, I'm dessert. Not hungry. I'm real. Need something to drink.
I want to come watch.
You guys are some weird shit. I'm doing actually a live podcast with Ed Cavalier as a guest. That will be Saturday the 21st in Melbourne. Mm-hmm. So that'll be fun. That's at Catfish. And then I'm building up for... we're doing podcast live shows around the country, but then I'm building up for my stand-up tour, which will be the start of next year. So that's what I'm working towards.
Yeah, actually, Ed's just taken on...
Sydney Breakfast.
Yes.
Melbourne Drive on...
National Drive.
National Drive. Yeah. It's fucking sick. It's great.
Of course. It's a great gig.
Yeah.
I called Hughesy today, actually. Just because I do this thing on the podcast where I just call people.
And I just called Hughesy.
Just called him. I said, listen, why haven't you put me on your show? Hughesy, we have a problem. And he got really awkward.
Did he?
Yeah. It's so good. I've got it on audio. I wanted that awkwardness.
Perfect. The Ash Williams Show is the podcast.
Yep. Yeah.
2 times a week?
No, it's once a week. I'll bring it back to 2 a week if we can get the Patreon up. Mm-hmm. If you donate.
Amazing he's promoting it before he's...
No, it's good.
No, 97, we're doing this. I'll make it worth your while.
Yeah, we can make it
What do
it
you
happen.
Want to do with your career?
You're
doing well, by the way.
Yeah, I'm pretty happy with the boys at the moment.
No, I'm not trying to poach you. No, I'm not fucking like
no, go into it.
Come up to the Suns.
That'd be good. No, he'll go into
you
it.
Can speak
yeah,
to him.
What do
you,
can what's, what's your plans, Nasebs?
No, it's just a general, yeah, like for you as a person. Like, do you want to be the gun producer? Do you want to be talent? Do you want to, do you know yet? I mean, you don't have to have an answer, that's for sure.
Yeah, no, I think producer is probably the way to go. I don't have the comfortability to, I don't even know if that's a word. I don't think I'm comfortable enough to be talent or anything.
It's too early to answer that. I've got to be honest with you.
Yeah.
You know, you see where you're at in fucking 5-10 years. Mm. You could be amazing talent. So you don't close that door.
Yeah.
Just keep doing what you're doing.
I think people who don't want to be talent but have a unique sense of themselves end up being great talent. Look at all the reality reality stars, not the ones.
Well, that's what you want. You don't like. I remember being in radio, being a digital content producer, and fucking itching to get on air.
You actually
don't want people like
me. No, they don't want that.
As employees or people on the show.
Definitely
like
the
people like 97 who just will fucking do it, but he would also be happy not doing it.
100%. Because then you're given more room to move by the talent because they know that you're not going to throw them under the bus or, you know, there's a better vibe in there because you're all working for the show.
Yeah. You want to give to people that don't ask.
100%, man.
Little gronks like Josh and I. Oh, yeah, please.
Yeah.
No, that's
trying real hard.
Yeah. No, it's,
that's why we created this show.
Yeah,
well, that's it. Credit to you guys. But that's some advice for anyone coming through and they're wanting to get into the industry. Don't get your foot in the door and ask to be involved as a quasi-producer or something and go, hey, you know what? I actually want to be a comedian or I want to be the talent. No, don't say that. You need to just tread water for a bit and... When someone asks you, then you can go, you know what, in the future, maybe my dream is that, but there's nothing more kind of unattractive than, do you know what I mean? Someone who might be like just salivating and just drooling for your job. Do you know what I mean?
You can see it, you can see it. And I'm seeing it right now.
Which I empathize with it because I know that's what we did and it's that thing of like...
But we had those dreams. And so it's not that you shouldn't have those dreams of being there.
Yeah, but don't expect to do the other thing.
No, because those people have earned to be their position to be there, you know, in that talent.
Yeah, it's interesting. Yeah, there's... I'm saying there's no... You can actually, as long as you say it to the right people, if there's someone who you trust and they're like, hey, listen, you know, there might be a mentor too, tell them your dreams, tell them your hopes, but not like talent you've just met.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like you've got to just got to time your run a bit.
Yeah.
You know?
Ash, you've got to go and watch that TV show.
It's already too late. It's too late. You guys always fucking, you're like, oh, yeah, we'll do 60 minutes. We did like fucking 6 hours.
No, we only did an hour 25.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think.
That's okay.
Anyway, Ash Williams won. The number one on Instagram if you want to slide into his DMs.
Absolutely.
Any other final words before we finish
up? No, not at all. Donate to the Patreon.
That's fair. You've got to at least put the Patreon in your Insta bio.
No, I will do it. Just follow me on Insta for a few days. Mm-hmm. See if you like it. If you're not into it, then catch you later. Yeah. You know, it's no harm, no foul. Nice.
Yeah, if you've listened and you've enjoyed the show.
Oh, no, can they at least just do a mute because then you still have the follow.
Me. Yeah, mute.
Because then
me.
You just don't see your stuff, but you get the follow. So be kind.
Well, tell me what you want.
You know? Before the mute.
No, I'll cater my whole Instagram account to new followers from the Daily Talk Show.
Okay. No, yeah, we appreciate that.
It's a big commitment.
Yeah.
But I'm sure that the rest of my fans will be fine.
Yeah.
And congrats to you too for fucking, you know, keeping on and going hard. You guys are really going hard.
Did you think that, I mean, when we saw you last time, we've got a new office and everything.
I want to come in next week. I'm not joking.
Yeah.
I want to just, we're having like a meeting.
Yeah. I mean, it's crazy, isn't it? Because I think it was summer. It was a bit fucking hot.
Yeah.
It was all a bit serendipitous. I bumped into you at the cafe downstairs at our old office.
So, yeah.
Then, yeah.
It's funny.
No. Honestly, you guys, you're a mixture for me of... You instill inspiration and anger. So
that's a good combo.
No. It's good though. I mean, it with love because it's like, fuck, man. You know what I mean? You guys are doing it and you're giving your podcast the best chance of success for sure. So, and 97, you're key to this.
Mate.
Because people like this are fucking hard to find.
Yeah, definitely.
So we know that.
Yeah,
so hard, especially, I mean, finding one that lets you dye his hair blonde.
That's a perfect mix.
It's amazing.
Yeah, he bleached that for the show.
Yeah, right. That was for a date, yeah? You got a makeover with Joey Scandizzo, yeah?
Yeah.
How did that go?
Well, I mean, it's pretty horrible now.
It looks great.
I've cooked it.
He didn't keep the toner right.
Yeah.
What happened to the girl?
You buy a puppy, and
no,
if you
so
don't
the
treat
day,
the
he
puppy
literally
well,
went on a few dates. The bleaching was a separate thing, not relating to his dates. Anyway, if you've enjoyed the show, take a screen grab, share it on Instagram, tag up... Ash and the Daily Talk Show.
I'm sure I'll get a call from my mum telling me she loved this episode because she loved the last one.
Margaret?
No, Joanne.
Oh, yeah, Joanne. No, Margaret's
a
different mum.
You picked a really good mum name, though.
Could have been.
Also, I was so confident. I was like thinking, yeah, don't worry, I've got this. I can't believe I got that wrong.
Your mum's name's Lynn?
Margaret. No, it was...
What's your mum's name?
Just, I can't remember. No, it's Jenny.
Jenny.
Yeah, she's a good chick. Seeing her.
He's just with his mum's name.
I thought, for some reason, I thought that your mum's name was
your mum's name.
My mum's name's Lynn.
Oh, right.
But I just thought, for some weird reason, I think that your mum's name was Lynn with an E. Because my mum's double N.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so no, I created quite the story.
Yeah, you know, they were fucking wrong on all accounts. But
Joanne.
Yeah, Joanne.
Margaret.
Jenny.
And Lynn.
Lynn. Linny.
Yeah,
Lynn. Linster. good name, Lynn. So, yeah.
Double N, yeah.
Yeah, like Lynn McGranger of Home and Away.
Yeah, I haven't thought about her in years.
She's still on the show.
Is she?
You know there's a new Home and Away podcast?
What?
No, it was just announced today. There's a new podcast. Just when we didn't have enough. And this is one we really do need to listen to. It's behind the scenes with Home and Away.
Oh, that'd be interesting.
In character?
I guess. I don't know.
Or...
No, behind the scenes. Behind the scenes, but...
Funny.
Anyway, thank you, guys.
Great. Thanks so much,
Ash. Thanks, buddy.
It's a Daily Talk Show. Hi@thedailytalkshow.com is the email address. If you email, we email back. That's how it works.
do you?
Yeah, we do.
Yeah, we do.
Yeah. Otherwise, we'll see you tomorrow.
See you, guys.